Milwaukee has long held a reputation of being segregated, with blacks living primarily on the north side and whites on the south. In today's installment of Project Milwaukee, Black and White, WUWM's Marty Michelson visited establishments on both sides of town to ask blacks and whites about their interactions with each other. Our first stops were at a salon and restaurant on the north side of town.
My name is Polly Kelly. I mean, I can count on my hand as far as another race living in my neighborhood. I actually work at a job which is very good on diversity, so I work with a lot of different races at St. John's, which is a community center for the elderly. So I tell that to my kids a lot now, that I want you to have friends besides black kids. I just think you don't know anyone until you get to know them. So,
yeah, my name is Dennis Givens. I live on Green Bay and Capitol, a mostly black neighborhood. In the 60s, of course, it was mostly white, and there was only three black families that moved in the 60s, including my family. And by the 70s, it was 78, it was all black. I do have co-workers. I'm a chef at a nursing home on the weekends. So my boss is white. The employees there are white. The residents are white. A group of us, about three blacks and about five whites, we breakfast every Sunday morning. We've been doing it for 15 years.
My name is Tiki Stovall, and I am an employee, a hairstylist at G's Clippers. I live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Brown Deer area. I only meet, you know, a couple of white people at work or when I go out, or they're friends with someone else. So I don't really go out or be out a lot. So I don't really be around them.
I mean, white people are cool. I mean, I don't have any problem with white people.
My name is Mike Cleaves. Yeah, I prefer to be around my people, honestly. Used to them, comfortable. I kind of know what to expect. If you down south, like when I'm down south, I love the white people down there. Because the ones that don't like you, you know, out the gate. Because they got Confederate flags on their trucks and on their hats and shirts. So you just know to stay away from them. But the white people up here, you never know till it's time for that job interview. And then you wondering what the hell happened.
Next, we stopped at a restaurant and salon on Milwaukee's south side.
Joe Minerance. I live in Cudahy. I've been there for 42 years. It's a nice neighborhood. Like my neighbors. I was working in a warehouse. Now I'm retired and I drive a school bus. I work with some black men and women and, yeah, close friends, yes. There's, you know, good and bad in everybody.
My name is Marlene Berkowski. Franklin is mostly white neighborhood. I'm retired. I'm a widow and it's a nice, safe area. I work with black people. I have no prejudice here whatsoever.
Harvey Wurzgala.
I think it's mostly white, Oak Creek. My girlfriend lives there, and when I moved back from Pennsylvania, I joined her.
Where did you grow up?
Arcadia, Wisconsin. It's a town of 2,000. There weren't any black people there. When we were growing up there, one of the guys that I grew up with brought a fellow college student home for the summer to work there, and he was from Africa. I remember it creating a sort of a uproar in our little town, you know. I was really surprised at that.
It's Rita. In South Milwaukee. It's mostly a whiter area, but that's it, you know. I've never been, you know, like prejudiced about anything. So, I mean, everybody to their own. So, you know, if you love somebody, it doesn't matter who you're with.
My name's Michael. Buck Halter.
Do you have any black friends?
You know, I did when I went to high school. I graduated from Bayview, but no, not anymore. I don't think it pays for anyone to force themselves to be friends with someone specifically because they're of a different race. But I would certainly promote that when my kids are going to school, and if they developed a friendship with a child of another race, I would certainly take that opportunity to promote that.